As a woman was allowed to compete. What do you do, mom and dad? Give us a call right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Should we now call Hillary Clinton the presumptive nominee? Yes, say major media outlets like the AP and CNN, which have counted the delegates and have declared that Clinton has the number she needs.
Hillary Clinton qualified for her party's presidential nomination thanks to fresh commitments from superdelegates. CNN's political director explained how the calculation was made.
CNN has been tracking since last fall all the superdelegates, and we have been recording and reporting their support throughout this entire season.
Clinton officially has 2,384 pledged delegates and superdelegates. Despite the news, both candidates are telling supporters that on Tuesday, they should still get out and vote. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Bernie Sanders says, wait a minute, Clinton doesn't have the nomination locked up yet. He still says superdelegates could go his way at the convention. Plus, he reminded supporters at a rally last night, six states are voting in primaries today.
If there is a large voter turnout, if working people and young people come out in big numbers to demand a government that represents all of us and not just the 1%, we're going to win big.
California and New Jersey are the big prizes today. For thousands of Metro commuters, yesterday was a tryout day. Today may tell how many of those people won't even attempt to ride the train in, opting instead for the bus or the family car. It's day two of Metro's SafeTrack rehabilitation project affecting the Orange and Silver lines. Now, you might not be thrilled with the continuous single tracking between Ballston and East Falls Church right now because of SafeTrack, but Metro employees do like it, according to the general manager.
It's a lot easier for them than to be going up and down, closing things down. They're just mowing this thing down.
So while you're leaving earlier, carpooling, driving in, or taking the bus, what's being done on that section of Orange and Silver line? Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld says they're putting in lots of new parts on the tracks, including ones that hold the tracks down, and
the drainage is being cleaned out, lighting's being done, so literally, you know, you name it, it's being done. Power cables, the boots, we're doing that as well.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. Loudoun County's burgeoning Indian and Pakistani populations are asking for more space to play cricket.
I have certainly seen a large Indian American population in my district in particular, and so I really wanted to set forth a policy that this is going to be something that we're trying to add whenever we have the opportunity to do it.
It's a challenge, says Supervisor Matt Letourneau, to add cricket fields because they're big, 1.6 times the size of a soccer field.
The county's been looking at some other alternatives, potentially using some space in some of our schools.
And they're adding a pitch to the master plan for Hanson Park.
But we have, I think, three main places that they currently use.
For a league with 48 teams and 1,300 players, it's tight quarters. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's casinos just keep raking in the money. New numbers show revenues at the state's five casinos set another record last month, the second straight month of record revenues. And the state's sixth casino, MGM at National Harbor, is on track to open this fall. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,920, the NASDAQ at 49.69. Sports, the Penguins now own a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup final after a win over San Jose. Baseball, the Nats were off last night. They take on the White Sox in Chicago tonight. The Orioles beat Kansas City. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven product that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a difficult commute. Maryland 270. I've been talking about just the volume until now because we have a crash. Southbound 270 in Clarksburg as you head down toward the exit for 121. Have fire and rescue units arriving to the scene. Essentially, that's in the delay that continues into Germantown. I also have the volume in through Rockville heading toward the spur. Tough ride if you're coming, say, out of Baltimore, Ellicott City. Crash southbound 29. Pretty complicated. Looks like they're trying to get everything to the shoulder now. Southbound 29 at 216. 95 south at 216 had the crash. And the one in the backups at Route 100. Baltimore-Washington Parkway off and on delays south of BWI Airport to get by the initial crash that was cleared and heavy in through Laurel. So that's just to name a few of our Maryland problems. Take you out a loop of the Beltway at Arena Drive. Crash cleared on the outbound and inbound 14th Street Bridge in that vicinity. Had two separate accidents. Gone, but coming across the freeway and off of 295. Big delays, 395 out Newington to the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Dumfries, 72 in Damascus, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The Marine Corps has overhauled its tattoo policy. Find out why at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL. 8:07
on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about, think about it, it's been a year since Caitlyn Jenner has become Caitlyn Jenner, the athlete formerly known as Bruce Jenner. And we made all the jokes. Oh, you know, Bruce Jenner, athlete, decathlon athlete, gold medal winner. What if Bruce had competed in the Women's Olympics, right? Well, it happened. We've been saying it's going to happen.
I predicted this just last week. I said this, it's just a matter of time till this happens.
People had said, you know, the transgender students have the right to have an access to whatever locker room or bathroom that they want. And then, of course, the natural extension is a person who is a biological male who identifies as a female. How do you legally, morally, ethically, on what value do you base any opposition to that young man who is identifying as a woman from competing with other women in school sports? As soon as you decide that a transgender individual has the quote-unquote right to access and inclusion to everything that a woman enjoys in a public school, how do you deny them the right to a sporting event? To competing with other women in sports. And it's happened in Alaska. Our 49th state is leading the way for the lower 48 and Hawaii, I guess, because Natafon Wangyat, a male-to-female transgender athlete, competed in the state high school championship last week.
Right.
This young student immigrated from Thailand in 2014, is a senior in high school and made it to the finals in the 100 and I believe the 200. And you know, I don't even care how the student finished. I don't even care about their you know, the advantage or disadvantage necessarily that this person holds from Haines High School in Alaska. I've got a better question, because I think we find it very hard to identify with Natafon Wangyat, this student. And I think it might even be hard to identify with the other kids who are competing. I think it's easy to identify as a parent, though. And I wonder, everyone wants to jump up and down and celebrate the rights of the transgendered individual. That's what we keep hearing about, is their rights. Well, guess what? Before we worried about transgender rights, we worried about women's rights in this country. And women's athletics was a big deal in Title IX through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and how it manifested itself, Title IX did, in bringing up and raising women's athletics to the public profile and giving opportunity to young women to compete athletically that they claimed they were denied by all of the emphasis on boys' sports. So, your daughter is the woman that didn't make it in the finals of the state championships because they allowed this guy to compete in women's sports. What do you do, Mom and Dad? Your daughter, who worked so hard all through high school, sacrificed so much, you drove her to all those track meets, you drove her to all those practices, you sweated with her, you worked with her, you were so proud of her that she was embracing her dreams to be a student athlete. And she didn't even get a chance to race in the finals for the state championships. She would have. There were 15 kids who were chosen for that race. Your kid was the 16th because this person who was born a boy and still biologically and genetically is a boy, but has decided to represent himself as a woman, that person took your daughter's place. What's your response? 888-630-WMAL. My daughter goes to an all-girls high school, so mm-hmm. So far this hasn't been a problem, but boy, it sure would be, and especially because she's a gymnast. My daughter is a gymnast. That's her sport of choice, is gymnastics, and I'm sorry, but even the young men that I have seen who are now transgender girls, their upper body strength, their arms, their shoulders, their chests are much stronger than any girl is going to be, no matter how hard they work out, and they have an unfair advantage. And it is outrageous that a girl's rights, a woman's rights, now have to take the back seat to a transgender individual's rights. And I'd love for Hillary Clinton to answer to this,
She's a big supporter of all transgender rights. What about
And I
this?
Thought women's rights.
And women's
so
rights.
So whose rights
So
win?
When they come in conflict, which right is more important? Well, look, this is what I've been saying. Look, as soon as I heard all this guidance being issued by the Department of Justice and Department of Education about transgendered bathrooms, and they raised the specter of Title IX, I said, you watch. It is just a matter of time until some guy who decides that he wants to compete as a woman is going to be in your daughter's locker room, and they're going to be competing against your daughter on the field of athletic play. This is not going to end at bathrooms. And I was absolutely right. And this is the first example of it. It will not be the last. And I don't understand how it is that people who want to do they think they're doing a good thing. It's this law of unintended consequences. For everything that you do, there is an unintended consequence, it seems. And they didn't think this one through. They never thought it all the way through. And this is not right. This is not right for the girls who have been out there and competing against girls, and they're looking for scholarships, and they're trying to compete fairly on the field of athletic play, and all of a sudden a dude shows up and starts competing with them. It's not right. It's not fair. And Americans need to be outraged about this, because this is the beginning, and there are other unintended consequences. Other shoes are going to drop as a result of this.
John in Columbia, we're starting with you. You're on WMAL. What do you make of this?
Well, I just was thinking, the person's competing as a woman, and we're always concerned about women's athletics being equal with men. Wouldn't the person be taking scholarship money away? There's a lot of scholarship for athleticism.
You betcha. John, it's a great point, and I'm glad you raised it. Absolutely. I can almost guarantee you that in any state in the union, if you make it to the state finals in any given sport, especially an individual sport like track and field, if you are the top 15 high school student graduating in that state, you are going to get access to many scholarships in that state for their state universities. And yes, this young man, born a man, acting as a woman, is taking a scholarship away from that girl who didn't make it to the finals. Joe in Columbia. Columbia is very heated up about this.
Yeah,
Joe,
hello,
you
Joe.
Are on WMAL.
Yeah, it's because we've been sitting on 29 in that accident report by the carpet cleaning traffic center.
Yes.
But no, listen, I can tell you legally, as someone who's an attorney with a law degree, I can tell you, I don't practice in this area in any way, but I'll tell you this. I've been arguing this for years. This should come down to science. 8 years ago in Massachusetts, there was a lawsuit by two boys who were heterosexual boys, normal boys, don't claim to be girls or anything. They wanted to play field hockey because they didn't offer a hockey team in their high school or in their district, right? They didn't have ice hockey.
Right.
And so they played club hockey, and they wanted to play field hockey. And the parents were in an uproar, but ultimately this liberal school district ruled they had to let the boys play with the girls. And so the teams that the girls played against, the injuries went up.
Sure, I believe that.
Let me get this out, man.
Well, you know what, Joe? Then hold on, because we do need to check on that accident on 29 at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, because it's 8:15. But we'll get back to you, Joe, and the rest of your calls in a minute. WML Traffic and Weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Come hell or high water, Joe. It's Jamie Whitten. Hey, James.
Oh, it is frustrating. Joe and many other commuters, everyone trying to come south is either out of Baltimore, Ellicott City, feeling the effects of many accidents. The one on 29 is going to be southbound 29 after 216. Now, for sitting in the backups, they have moved everything to the shoulders there. However, the delay is now extending as you head over the Patuxent River down into Burtonsville. Everyone was hung up, so now traffic starting to flow, but slowly, out of Columbia, back near 175. A huge backup on 29. Huge delays coming out of Baltimore on 95. Our first initial crash, southbound 95, had been at 216. That was cleared. There's one in the backup near Route 100. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, latest crash was near 195. Also had one south of BWI Airport near 100. That was cleared. So you see what we're dealing with for the morning commute. 270 south near 121 accident, and then the one at 370 out of Luckett's 15 trying to recover. Now, police tell me nothing is blocked, but I'm suspicious because it's still crawling southbound 15 as you work down toward Limekiln Road just past Route 661. And hang tight. I have two more to tell you about. Yates Ford Road before Henderson Road and Great Falls Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 61. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, but looking at the winds kicking up tomorrow to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow's high is 73. Right now, 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Chris Plant here, Elite Shooting Sports. Is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Man, I feel like a woman.
And that's all it takes, apparently, to qualify for a woman's race in high school athletics. Uh-huh. That's what happened in Alaska. And there's a young woman out there who didn't qualify and wasn't able to race. She would have if it weren't for this guy taking her place. And I want to know your take on it. 888-630-WMAL. Joe in Columbia, wrap it up faster. You made the point about boys being allowed to play field hockey because there wasn't an alternative for them. I get that. I mean, if a woman wants to play football and there's no women's football, right, then I guess they got to let her play if she can make the team, like as a kicker or something. Right, Joe?
Right. But, it's the whole business about equal opportunity insofar as that goes. But here's what I wanted to say real quick. I've been arguing they ought to be arguing the science on this in these court cases all along. If you know who Paul McHugh, he's the former head of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins.
Right.
He says that you should treat this transgender business the exact same to the dotted I and the cross letter T way we treat anorexia.
Right.
He says only in the rarest of cases is there a remote genetic link in any way. By almost all of the cases, it's psychological, and that's the way it ought to be argued in court. And that would put an end to a lot of this nonsense.
Thank you, Joe, for that. Yeah, we want to get some more calls as well. How about Bud in Poolsville? Bud, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Bud. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, as a middle-aged male, when nature calls, you know, it seems like the bathrooms keep getting farther and farther apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to solve that problem. I'm going to self-identify as a dog.
Well, now, I just for the sake of the trees in the greater Washington area, I would prefer you not do that, bud.
It's one thing to be transgendered. I'm not sure about trans species.
Well, actually, there are some people who believe that they, well, we don't want to get into the details of that, and I don't know if they can race in state athletics. How about Jeff in Warrington? You're next up on WMAL. Go ahead,
Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, that last point was a good one about the psychology of this, because it is in people's heads. You don't have to go through the physical changes to identify. And so I don't see why not I can't, as a 15-year-old white man, identify as LeBron James.
Well, you
have the NBA give me a contract. If they don't, I'll sue for discrimination.
Well, and I understand the point you're making, but this isn't exactly comparable to that, Jeff, because here's why. This person wasn't allowed to get into the finals just because they identified as a woman. They still had to compete. I mean, listen, you can identify as LeBron James all you want, but if you can't hit a three-pointer and slam dunk and block, you're not going to make it.
It's a matter of degree.
But what's more, I understand your point, Jeff, and I understand that you're making a rhetorical point, but what is actually more insidious about this is that this person competed on what is supposed to be a fair and equitable playing field,
but
it is inherently unfair because of the genetic and biological makeup of this individual.
And the differences between men and women. That's right.
The problem. It's more like LeBron James deciding to go play in the WNBA and say, hey, you've got to treat me like any other female athlete. And by the way, the WNBA would love that because finally someone would come to see a game.
Watch their games.
How about Michael and Annandale? You're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a daughter who used to wrestle as a youngster. She could actually take on the boys up until a certain age, and she started losing upper body strength. But at about the one-year anniversary, where an MMA fighter named Fallon Fox, the transgender, completely destroyed Tamika Brents by a TKO in the first couple minutes of their fight, gave her a concussion and ruined her eye socket. And the quotes from the gal who got beat, she says, look, I fought a lot of women and have never felt the strength that I felt in a fight like I did that night. I can't answer whether it's because she was a man or not, because I'm not a doctor, but I can only say I've never felt so overpowered in my entire life.
And for some reason, you actually, Michael, have to have an advanced degree in one of America's finer universities to not understand that ultimately a strong man fighting against, albeit a strong woman, in that MMA fight, the strong man's always going to be that much stronger, just based on biology.
That's just the way it is.
And that's what happened in Alaska. We want more of your calls on this. It's 822.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you serious about selling your home? Well, if you are, you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at Remax Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. With over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent. Hannah, for example, needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. How about that? 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. All agents are not the same. Call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, sun glare really getting the commute here coming in from the west around the Beltway near College Park as well. Let's take you into Great Falls. The crash, Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. At last check, they were waiting on the tow truck out of Luckett's. 15 still jammed to try to get past 661 down near Limekiln Road for the crash. Accident activity. Now I want to take you onto Yates Ford Road where it's getting better. The crash had been eastbound Yates Ford Road before Henderson Road near Bull Run Marina. Looks like lanes have been reopened, but still trying to flush out those delays. Crawling 395 out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge. Also coming off the 11th Street Bridge to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Right in the vicinity of 14th, we've got two separate accidents now gone. Coming out of Chevrolet in Riverdale, 50 BW Parkway, heavy to DC 295, Suitland Parkway to get to 295 and over the Douglas Bridge, just at a crawl this morning. So everyone's really in a tough commute here. 270 southbound, crash at 121, gone. Over to the shoulder, new one is going to be southbound as you head through Gaithersburg near Shady Grove Road. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a morning. Front to the west of us will help clean out the sky a bit as it comes on through with a west breeze today. Clouds mix up with sunshine. Head up near 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 827. We're talking about the transgender student who is qualified for the state finals in track and field up in Alaska, thus making several young women ineligible for that race because, well, this guy ran faster. And by the way, I'm saying guy because he's still got the parts.
He didn't go through gender reassignment surgery.
No. And even if you do go through the gender reassignment surgery, it doesn't change your genetic makeup. It doesn't change some biological aspects of your muscle mass. Right. Uh-huh. That's always going to be more dense. Stan in the district? I had another call and it just dropped. So let's go with Stan in the district here on WMAL.
Hey, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I ran track. That was my sport in high school, and I was not the best, but my slowest time was better than all the girls in my school. So it's definitely not fair.
Yeah. I just want to point out, as we put a coda on this, Dan, that this person didn't ultimately win the state championship. There were a couple of young women who were faster than this guy, but guess what? He basically beat out a whole lot of other women with an unfair advantage, and it's coming to your home.
Yeah, it's coming to a school near you. You can count on it.
And Hillary Clinton and other, but specifically Hillary Clinton, needs to answer the question. You're in favor of transgender rights, and you say you're in favor of women's rights. So whose rights in this case are more important, this transgender person or the young woman who was denied access because of him? You need to press her on that. I hope a reporter does someday.
It is now 8:29.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy
energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. It's 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is not doing a victory dance yet.
According to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, historic, unprecedented moment.
Overnight, Hillary Clinton clinched enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee.
We're going to fight hard for every single vote, especially right here in California.
But she is not claiming that historic milestone just yet. Instead, focusing on getting her supporters to the polls in the final six states holding contests today.
Correspondent Chris Freitz reporting. Maryland U.S. Senate nominee Kathy Shalega has joined the chorus of Republicans who are criticizing Donald Trump for his attacks on a judge. Shalega calls Trump's accusations of bias by the judge racist. Whatever you did yesterday in response to Metro's SafeTrack initiative, do that again today, says Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, because he says what they don't need is a lot of people deciding today to take the train if they didn't yesterday. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
We pretty much were at the maximum what we could move in the peak period. So, if anything changes, that'll adjust that, unfortunately.
Find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. The gorilla exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo is reopening today, a little more than a week after a three-year-old boy fell into the enclosure. And there have been a few changes to the fence around the exhibit.
Zoo officials boosted that up to 42 inches high. That's 6 inches higher than it used to be. But maybe more importantly, what we'll see is that knotted netting underneath that fence. Well, that's very important because that's how that three-year-old boy crawled underneath and got into the zoo exhibit.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,920. The Nasdaq at 49,69. Sports. The Nats open a series with the White Sox in Chicago tonight. The Orioles beat Kansas City. Hockey. The Penguins take game four of the Stanley Cup Final. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever expanding library of presentations from world famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus, and now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
You want more than assisted living for your parent. You want a loving place that feels like home. Introducing Love 'Em Care, a beautiful family-run home for only six people, including custom home-cooked meals, healthcare day and night, expert staff with dementia and stroke patients. This is where you'll love your parent to be. Look up Love 'Em Care, located near Woodbridge, Virginia. Please call today, 703-680-4630. 703-680-4630.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 28. It's going to be a tough ride. We're still dealing with the broken down box truck. It's a big white box truck northbound 28. Before you get to the toll road at Frying Pan Road, it's in the right lane of 3. No help with it yet. And I'm looking at delays coming off of 66 through Chantilly and pushing north through that area. On the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon, Reston, have big delays this morning into that sun glare, as well as on 66, 50 into Chantilly, also slow. 270 southbound. Our latest crash had been southbound near Shady Grove Road. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Tough go at it still. Maryland on 95, southbound, the crash. Well, it looks like we have a new one before we get to 216. That was the original crash, but we have delays in each direction, rubbernecking in the northbound side. Also, southbound 95 in the backups near 895 had the accident. 29 south at 216 over to the shoulder. Delays now into Burtonsville and heading in through town over the outbound 14th Street Bridge. The initial crash had been cleared. Still big delays coming off of the freeway and 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Alexandria, 73 in Greenbelt, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house. And joining us on the line right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. He's also the host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning.
Well, Hillary Clinton, we knew it was just a matter of time, but apparently, according to the Associated Press and many other news organizations, she has clinched the Democratic nomination. Even if you don't count the so-called superdelegates, by the time the night is over, she will have enough pledged delegates to have clinched anyway. So it's all done. But Sanders says, wait a minute. It's too soon to be doing that, and you shouldn't count those superdelegates. They might actually change sides over time. Who's right?
Well, I think they're both right. Hillary clinched, but what did she clinch? I mean, if she wins the California primary tonight, she'll be in much stronger shape. If she loses the California primary tonight, I still believe all hell is going to break loose. Really damages her credibility and damages her strength. And the Democratic Party is very split right now, very split. between left and ultra-left. And I want to see how this plays out, because I think the Sanders people, who have a lot of muscle on the floor of the convention, they're going to fight back. They're going to fight back on rules. They're going to fight back on platform. And it's somewhat varnished nomination that Hillary claims to have had last night. So I want to see what happens tonight. I think California is very important.
Well, and listen, you're an observer of the body politic and how these things go. I wonder, a lot of people are saying this premature announcement by the Associated Press yesterday is in some way, you know, a gift to Hillary. Oh, they're announcing her the winner the day before the California primary. I wonder, or does this actually dampen the Hillary vote? If you're a voter for Hillary, why bother going out to vote? And if you're a rabid Sanders supporter, you're going to vote to send a message. It could hurt her, right?
Well, that's a good point. I think that's a very interesting point. Her folks might stay home. But then again, I think you're going to see massive turnout for Sanders. And I also think the registration increases have been mostly Sanders people. And listen, in the Democratic Party, California is very, very, very important. In the general election, not so important. Mm. But inside the party, a gigantic state like that, you know, she's clinched it, but it's only in a formal sense. And I still think you're going to have major, major fireworks in their convention. And I'll be interested to see, look, what you're suggesting, or what the AP is suggesting, or what all Hillary's supporters are suggesting, is Bernie Sanders should drop out of the race. If he wins tonight, Bernie Sanders will not drop out of the race. In fact, if he loses, he may not drop out of the race. But if he wins tonight, he surely won't drop out of the race. She's going to have a lot of headaches. And I know these convention platforms may not be that important, but at the time in the convention, if the Democratic platform comes out against Israel, which they almost did 4 years ago, and practically did, except that they were voice voted down. There are a lot of issues going to come up. Are going to come up.
Here's an issue for you. The jobs report that came out the other day was pretty anemic.
Yep.
And many people are suggesting in the business world that we may be facing another recession.
Well, I think I'm the only one.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen anybody pick up on that. But I've been arguing for a while that with profits falling and business investment falling and productivity falling, we are in a business recession. And it hasn't yet spread to consumers or to housing, so it's not a full-fledged recession. But, you know, the deal is if businesses are losing money, they start to shrink. And if they shrink, they're not creating jobs. So it was interesting to me, not just that one number that came out last Friday, but if you roll that, take a three-month moving average. The reality is jobs have been declining. The increase in jobs have been declining for five straight months. The peak was last December at about 280,000, and you dropped all the way back to 110,000 for the May report on Friday. Now, there's a certain consistency there. Again, if profits are falling and investment is falling, it would follow that job increases would slow down substantially. And I use that as a warning sign to stock market investors, for example, but maybe it's a political issue. This economy may be weakening significantly at the same time that Obama goes out and, you know, gives this narrative about how healthy we are. We are not healthy.
Yeah.
And businesses desperately need lower taxes and lower regulations. And Mrs. Clinton has a platform, and Sanders is worse, that would raise taxes and would raise regulation and would raise government power in the economy. They have no economic growth message. They have no real wages and jobs message. Trump has, and I want to see him get out there with a strong economic speech. This is a huge issue.
Well,
Every poll shows the economy and jobs are number one.
I just want to point out that you're not alone, because Morgan Stanley hiked the probability of a recession yesterday. They had said there was a 20% chance. They've now upped that to a 30% chance of a recession.
Well, that's I stand corrected. I hadn't seen that, but that's my own view. We're at risk now, probably 30% probability of a recession. That risk is rising. I don't see what's going to turn that story around? What's going to reignite businesses? I just don't see it unless there are significant policy changes. The Federal Reserve can't do anything at this point, and it's a fiscal issue. And again, that's where I'd like to see Mr. Trump come back out, renew his call for a massive corporate tax cut, for example, and for a big rollback of regulations. And I think, you know, the Paul Ryan, I call it Contract with America, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The House is going to roll out a pretty good platform on taxes and regulations and economic growth. And I think that's just where the GOP should be right now as the economy falters in what was already the worst post-war recovery on record.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. Why not take advantage of that and make some money? But, you know, to really make rent-a-state work, you got to have experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, by the way, you can free up your life by handing over your keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse right now. And why not do that? Because they are property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Listen, what are you waiting for? Get the basic facts here. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now from Renters Warehouse. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. One more time. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, Larry, honestly, this is one of the worst morning rush hours I have seen in a long, long time. It doesn't even have to do with the safe track plan with Metro Rail, but to keep that in mind as they do single track the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. Extra time needed for those trains, and some of the roads around that vicinity picks up some of the extra volume, such as 66 through Falls Church, 29 through Falls Church, 50 Arlington Boulevard just inside the Beltway. Unrelated, a crash on 50 heading eastbound near the George Washington Parkway. George Washington Parkway, big delays still near 123 and heading down to the bridges. Hopefully this is our last morning of the long-term work zone on Independence Avenue. It's scheduled to wrap up at 8 this evening. Narrowed to one lane inbound Independence Avenue at the Cuts Bridge, and that's been giving us tough morning commutes there. On the 14th Street Bridge, each direction had accidents. Still remaining major delays northbound out of Newington. And as you're coming out of the district off the freeway in 11th Street Bridge, and we had a crash on the 11th Street Bridge. Maryland 95, BW Parkway 29, all just get hit hard this morning with problems. If you need to catch a flight at BWI, you need extra time. Southbound on 295, the crash had been near Route 100. Southbound 95, our latest crash before 100. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 8:48.
All right, Metro Safe Track Program is in day number two as they try to rebuild Metro. We had the Metro meltdown Monday, and this is terrible traffic Tuesday. Man. We'll have to come up with something for tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll work on that because we like alliteration. Listen, it's a serious problem, and it looks like this is going to be a really... What's interesting, Larry, to me, as a person who has observed traffic patterns in this city for about, 20, 30 years, and I've seen them get worse over time, here's the thing I noticed. This is the time of year when it normally gets a little better. It normally gets a little better because the kids are starting to get out of school and the traffic patterns start to sort of wind down for the summer. Some people start to go on vacation. But it doesn't take but just one little thing in this particular area to push it over the tipping point. And when you put, a couple hundred thousand people back on the roads, that's all it takes. in some areas. So I think it's going to be a long, hot summer, as they say, because, you know, we're going to get this little section. Okay, for the next 10 days, we figure this problem out. And then as soon as we get that all figured out, then they change the different area of the track they're working on, and we got a whole another series of problems that we got to work out. It's just going to be a rolling disaster for a while.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, yesterday they maxed out, according to General Manager Wiedefeld, they maxed out the kind of service they can provide on the stretch of track on the Orange Line and part of the Silver Line where they were doing this safe track work.
Right.
So what happens today as the demand increases,
right. Actually?
More people are going to be angrier. More people are going to be late, and people aren't going to be going into work. They're going to be staying home. So what do they learn? They go, well, okay, so I can work from home. Well, why don't we just do this all the time?
Yeah.
And then they won't come back to the Metro. And then the Metro won't have money.
Well, I think
and then they'll ask for more money.
I think that's entirely possible. it's just going to be a time where we all have to sort of dig in and be patient. But it's also a time when we should be angry, I think, at some point, that it was allowed to get this bad. And we ought to... Oh,
we've been pretty angry, haven't we?
I know, we have been angry. But you know what? Where are the people who are ready to hold elected officials? It was elected officials who ultimately had responsibility for monitoring this system, and they didn't do their jobs. Maybe it's time for a whole new host of elected officials.
I think what we need, Brian, is to redo the way this entire thing is adjudicated and overseen by elected officials, because here's the deal. When the New York subway system in New York is a disaster, who feels it at the ballot box? One person, the mayor of New York.
The mayor, that's right.
Chicago, same thing. L.A., same thing. So in Washington, D.C., who's the one elected official that will feel political repercussions because Metro's a disaster?
There is none.
Nope. They spread it over 16 different individuals who all point at each other and say, oh, it wasn't us. It was that person. It was that person. It was that person. It was the federal government. It was D.C. government. It was Virginia government. It was Maryland government. They all get to point to each other.
Right.
And nobody's ever held accountable. And the voters don't have a say.
No, they don't have a say. So patience is required. Patience was be needed. But let's not forget all this. And maybe you're right, Larry. Maybe what we need to do is go back to the drawing board and say, you know, what we have here is an unworkable system. There's an unworkable system of management here. Let's look for a different plan. And maybe, again, I don't know, it's a radical idea. Why don't we talk about the idea of privatizing Metro?
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
By the time you finally get into bed at night, you probably haven't given much thought to your sleeping position. But it is important. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Side sleeping is by far the most common sleeping position, and for good reason. If you snore or have trouble breathing, sleeping on your side is going to be your best choice. Sleeping on your back might help you wake up feeling more refreshed than usual. That's because it's the only position you can sleep in all night without having to constantly readjust. If you are a back sleeper who snores and you can't switch to sleeping on your side, lying on your stomach could be a good compromise, but this is widely considered to be the worst position, because you have to turn your neck to an almost 90 degree angle from your body while also raising your head and neck to pillow height. Those crazy contortions can often lead to neck pain. Plus, it's not good for your back either. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital. Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, it's been a terrible commute. We have so much of this rush hour left for everybody, so extra patience for sure. Now, we do have a safe track plan. This is our second morning rush hour. Now, as we've been talking about Tuesday, we have more commuters out there, and the road's definitely getting hit harder in Virginia as commuters avoid the single tracking on the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. That goes through June 16th, so expect extra delays. Now, heading through Chantilly out of Centerville at a crawl to head up to the toll road. But the broken down box truck before you get to the toll road on northbound 28, I just watched a tow truck roll up to the scene. A heavy duty loader. Let's go Maryland. 95, a mess out of Baltimore. Latest crash has been southbound near 100. The first one near 216, the entire length coming out of Baltimore, bumper to bumper. Baltimore Washington Parkway, extra time heading toward BWI needed. Crash southbound near 100 to the shoulder. 29, trying to recover. The crash had been southbound near 216, now the flow in Burtonsville, and now through White Oak and down to Four Corners. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a morning. Front to the west of us will help clean out the sky a bit as it comes on through with a west breeze today. Clouds mix up with sunshine. Head up near 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 8:57.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be one 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone, and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-500-